Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City wants to create a lockbox that will hold sufficient funds to balance state budgets and prevent deficits. By a somewhat complicated mathematical formula, each year the state would be required to deposit in that fund 0.5% of the general tax fund collections. And that money would stay there until there's a recession on the horizon. And then only by a 2/3 majority vote the legislature could appropriate it to cover budget shortfalls. Tranel says the system will only work if this fund is written into the Constitution.
If it's not a constitutional amendment, then the legislature can go back in for whatever reason and raid it, so to speak, like we've done in the past, basically to make it be a lockbox that we can only get into when we are having two consecutive quarters of declining GDP, or aka a recession.
Wisconsin has a rainy day fund now, which has $1.7 million in it. Tranel says his plan would assure it would have much more money on hand to address deficits like the one the state faces now.
We're not going to have the future debates that we're having now because we're going to have a place to turn to. We're not going to be talking about raising taxes $5 billion. We're not going to be talking about slashing education spending. We're going to have a fund that's set up and funded in times are good to use when times are bad.
When and if the fund exceeds 10% of the actual tax collection in a year, the excess would be used for property tax relief. The Assembly Ways and Means Committee will vote on the bill tomorrow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.